A new documentary film created by the Emmy Award-winning filmmaker duo Larry Foley and Dale Carpenter premiered at the Fayetteville Public Library last week. According to Larry, who is also a University of Arkansas journalism professor, the documentary Bridge to War Eagle is a story about the War Eagle Creek in the Ozarks and about people who want to protect its legacy.
That is the source for other streams like the Buffalo River, the Big Piney Creek, and White River. Different from the Buffalo in that it is not protected, and it does flow into the water supply for all of Northwest Arkansas, Beaver Lake. But it's really about the stories of people who love this particular stream and are doing everything they can to protect it. And the whole film is framed around one of the most iconic scenes in all of Arkansas, the old iron bridge that leads to that grist mill there at War Eagle Creek, where the Crafts Festival is held every year.
The idea to do a documentary on War Eagle Creek came from a friend of Larry's who's with Audubon, Arkansas. The friend told him the story of Rufus Stevens, a man whose family has had a cabin near the War Eagle Creek since he was a little boy.
He came there first as a little bitty boy, and his father taught him how to fly fish, and his father died when he was just a boy. And then Rufus Stevens had a son, his only son, only child, who he taught to fish on the stream, and he grew up loving it and decided to follow in his father's footsteps and become a wildlife biologist. Tragically, young Ruf was murdered in Texas in some kind of random killing by a guy that's since been convicted. So now when Rufus goes back to his family cabin a couple of times every year and fishes, he thinks of his dad, he thinks of his son at their own very special place. And others told me about Robert Swain, who makes guitar picks for people like Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, who lives over there and is one of the stewards of the creek. Later I found out that they were spending about $1 million to restore the bridge instead of tearing it down. So one thing led to the next, and we ultimately had a series of stories all tied to that creek here in the Ozark Hills.
Along with the story of Rufus Stevens, another thing that drew Larry to the story of the creek was the iconic image of the bridge and mill at War Eagle. Since Larry wanted to call the film Bridge to War Eagle, he approached Fort Smith artist John Bell with the request for a portrait of the mill with the bridge in the foreground, made exclusively for the documentary.
Basically kind of asked John if he would be interested in painting a new He'd done a picture of the mill. So, well, would you be interested in doing another one that's really has the bridge in the foreground? Because I had this idea of calling the film Bridge to War Eagle. And he jumped on the idea, and then we went out to the mill with Maxine Bell and John Bell while they were taking photographs. Now, what's touching about this that a lot of people don't know is that Maxine and John are both in wheelchairs, and John actually can't even use his hands to paint anymore. But that's not really the story. The story is this incredible piece of art that John creates of the War Eagle Bridge in the foreground and the mill in the background. And that's how we open the film, and that's how we close the film. And we also sort of do some time-lapse photography as you see John's marvelous painting come to life.
The documentary team consists of Larry Foley, who wrote and researched the film, Dale Carpenter, who filmed and edited it, Trey Marley, who was in charge of the aerial photography, Emmy Award-winning University of Arkansas music professor James Greeson, who composed an original musical score, Thomas Hapgood from the U of A Art Department, who did the graphics and animation, and Mason Branch, who served as the production assistant for the documentary. The film was narrated by country music star Joe Nichols, who's from Rogers, Arkansas.
I had not met Joe Nichols, but I knew of Joe being a country music star, and certainly he sang that famous song, Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off, which, by the way, he does not sing in this film. But I knew that Joe was from Rogers, and anybody from Rogers has probably been going to War Eagle Creek and the bridge and the mill pretty much all their life. And so a friend of a friend got me in contact with Joe, and he was most gracious and said he would love to do it. and he has a beautiful, almost melodic delivery with his voice. It certainly sounds like an Ozarkian, which is something that we wanted. And I think his narrative of the film really adds a lot of character to it. I think he's just the perfect voice, and I've had several people tell me that.
Larry says some of his favorite moments from the film will also appeal to the viewers.
I think that when you see the opening scenes of the film and you see Maxine Bell and John Bell in their wheelchairs going up, entering the bridge on these little motorized wheelchairs, passing this red-framed grist mill, immediately you know where you are. Now, you don't know Maxine and John's story yet, but when we were out there filming that in the fall of 2009, and then we interviewed John about what he was about to do, which was about to start this painting, I really thought we had something right there, because I knew what John was going to paint would be marvelous based on his large body of work. So I think that what we were hoping we would do was produce a film that would be interesting and would tug at heartstrings and would be recognizable based on this iconic image that the whole film was framed around.
According to Larry, while Bridge to War Eagle tells some interesting stories, it also carries an underlying message about conservation of streams, such as the War Eagle Creek. The first screening of the film, hosted at the Fayetteville Public Library, was attended by over 200 people. Many more screenings are lined up throughout Arkansas, including one today at the Fort Smith Public Library.
And I have a feeling we're going to have a pretty good crowd down there, to a large degree because John Bell is from there and he has a large following, and John's going to bring his original art and unveil it there at that time. On April the 2nd, we're having our first Benton County screening at Hobbs State Park at 2 p.m., and I have a feeling because this is a Benton County story to a large degree, we'll have a pretty good crowd there. We also are planning on screening it in Little Rock at the Clinton School on May the 10th, and we have a June 3rd evening screening in Huntsville, Arkansas, and I believe that's going to be on an outdoor theater on the downtown square, so folks will look forward to that one, I think, and probably future screenings also. Eventually, we'll provide it to ETN for public broadcast, and the DVDs are available through University of Arkansas Press.
For more information about the documentary film Bridge to War Eagle, please log on to their website, uark.edu/UA/War Eagle. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.